Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The Environmental Protection Agency is now overseeing waste removal operations in East Palestine, Ohio, nearly a month after an overloaded train derailed and spilled tons of toxic chemicals. Regional EPA Administrator Linda Shore.
We have identified EPA-certified facilities that will be able to accept at least some of these wastes, meaning that the railroad will be able to restart shipments tomorrow.
The state says truckloads of waste have already been delivered to licensed disposal facilities in Michigan and Texas. The U.S. is now watching China and warning it not to help Russia in Ukraine.
CIA Director William Burns tells CBS's Face the Nation it's an open question as to whether China will provide lethal aid to help Russia.
We're confident that the Chinese leadership is considering the provision of lethal equipment.
On ABC, Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul said he supports increased U.S. military aid for Ukraine.
I know the administration says as long as it takes. I think with the right weapons, it shouldn't take so long.
McCaul also said it is unfortunate that the Biden administration has been holding off on sending F-16 fighter jets. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of people still don't have power following a major ice storm in Michigan. WWJ's Greg Bowman is there.
230,000 homes and businesses in Metro Detroit were still in the dark, many for the third day in a row. A DTE spokesperson tells WWJ some homeowners won't see their lights back on till Tuesday. Nearly 4,000 crews are working on restoration efforts right now.
More heavy snow is expected in the Midwest tomorrow. Severe thunderstorms are threatening the South. Victims, relatives, and survivors remembered the deadly bombing at the World Trade Center in New York back in 1993 today that seemingly foreshadowed 9/11. New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
Just like the memory of the six people who were tragically killed 30 years ago, the unique spirit of New York lives on stronger, stronger than ever.
That explosion happened in an underground parking garage, killing those six people. More than 1,000 were hurt. More than 6 months after her death, Australian singer and actress Olivia Newton-John has been laid to rest in Melbourne. Her daughter, Chloe.
She was my safe space, my guide, my biggest fan, and the earth beneath my feet. I know she's here, standing beside me and within me.
Newton-John died at 73 years old after a long battle with breast cancer. She was best known for her roles in Grease and Xanadu. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com, STIHLUSA.com.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Tara, quote, "My doctor wanted me to do saline rinses for my allergies, but I've never been able to successfully use a neti pot. Navage uses suction power, so it's foolproof. There are nights when I'll have particularly bothersome allergies. I'll bust it out, and the results are immediate. It's such a relief. It's become a lifesaver." Unquote. She's one of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Thank you for listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. 22 tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 35 tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely. 23 tomorrow night, chance of snow. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night with another dusting Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Look sharp, everyone. It's time once again for Seth Faces the Music, the show that's the best dressed thing on the airwaves. Today, we're talking all about clothes, the things that keep you warm, keep you modest, and hey, looking good today, everyone. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 She's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes.
She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you, wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about, as if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh, I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
Paul Simon there with Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. And to kick off the show, we started off with Joe Jackson and Look Sharp. So as you can probably tell, this show about clothes is going to start down at your feet with shoes. Here's another one for you. One of my favorite artists from the late 1970s. Great songwriter, very distinctive singing voice. Here's one from his classic album, Year of the Cat. Al Stewart and Sand in Your Shoe.
You always were a city kid, though you were country raised. And back in some forgotten time, we shared the cold north days. But the simple life was not just style, and you just had to escape. So it's goodbye to my lady of the islands. On Remembrance Day, the bands all played, the bells pealed through the park, and you lay there by the do not signs and shame them with your spark. Now winter moans in old men's bones as the day falls into dark, and it's goodbye to my lady of the islands. It was just like this behind the kiss as you so soon swept away. Traffic signs with taxes at your feet. Well, I know that in your city skin you're feeling more complete. So it's goodbye to my lady of the islands. It's goodbye to my lady of the islands.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Sufjan Stevens with quite possibly the longest title. Almost lasts longer than the song itself did. Here we go. Got to take a deep breath here. To the workers of the Rock River Valley region, I have an idea concerning your predicament, and it involves tube socks, a paper airplane, and 22 able-bodied men. And before that, we had the Arctic Monkeys and Knee Socks. Coming up next on Seth Faces the Music, we're going to be moving up the body and get to your legs. Different things that cover that part. We're going to start off with what was a theme song to a fun show back in the early 2000s, but it's one of my all-time faves. So stay tuned, everyone, here to WFHR.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning.
Access to technology and school supplies.
And even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we're achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
Smooth liquidation. I want a girl with good.
Sally Bank, we will meet accidentally. We'll start to talk when she borrows my pen. She wants a car with a cup holder armrest. She wants a car that will get her there. She's changing her name from Kitty to Karen. She's trading her MG for a white Chrysler LeBaron. I want a girl with a short skirt and a
Wicked Wilson Pickett there with Miniskirt Mini, him and the Stax house band there. What a great riff by Steve Cropper. Oh, some great guitar playing there. And before that, we had Cake with Short Skirt, Long Jacket. So let's move now from skirts to pants. Not that it's going to be any warmer for us. We're going to go to one of the kings of soul, the father of funk, the hardest working man in show business. That's right, James Brown and the JBs. And another super long title. What's with this today? Here we have Hot Pants. She got to use what she got to get what she wants.
One, two, three, Hot Pants. Hey, Hot Pants. Look, Hot Pants. Smoking that hot pants. That fun is in. That fun is in. Check your minds up on it. You look
get feeling down, 'cause you got to use what you got. That's just what you want. Hey, hot pants. Hey, hot pants. Smoking. Hot pants make you shield yourself. Good God, you won't right. You got the only love left. Hey, so brother, if you think you're losing that feeling, then don't. 'Cause a woman got to use what you got. You get what you want. Hey, hey, hot pants. Now look, hot pants won't make you dance, but as slick as you are, you make the pants.
Velvet pants. velvet pants.
Groovy, I guess.
The Propeller Heads with Velvet Pants. Can't say I'm going to be wearing those anytime soon either. Up next on Seth Face of the Music, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to stay on the legs and put something on that have become ubiquitous in terms of fashion. We're going to get on to some blue jeans here. We're going to start off with a song by one of my favorite artists of all time during his 1980s resurgence. Stay tuned, everyone, to find out who it is here on WFHR.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Blue Jim, I just met a girl named Blue Jim. Blue Jim, she got a camouflage face and no money. Remember, they always let you down when you need them. Oh, Blue Jim, is heaven really sweeter than Blue Jim? She got a police bike. She got
have you here with me? I'd much rather be forever.
Neil Diamond with a song about being poor and being okay with that, with Forever in Blue Jeans. And before that, we opened up the set with David Bowie and Blue Jean. All right, we've come to the point. Well, we can't avoid it, everyone. It's time for undergarments. Yes, yeah. Hey, back there. Stop laughing. I hear you tittering in the back. So let's go ahead and start off with panties. Why not? It's a funny word, and there's a couple of songs I've found that do talk about panties indeed. We're going to start off with Mr. Mason Williams, better known for his instrumental classic, Classical Gas, and also as one of the writers on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. But here's another cut from that same record. Here's The Prince's Panties.
There was once a prince who acted strangely in that he thought life was stupid, and it was for him. So he made up a world in which he liked the things we like, but he had different reasons why he liked them. He liked butter for its color. He would order toast and color. Waitresses confused would utter, "Sir, I've never heard of toast and color." He'd get angry and begin to choke them. The law would come and they'd arrest and book him. So his life was a mess of trouble. Still he kept it up. He had dogs, 100 cocker spaniels, and he called them panties 'cause they did that mostly, and he did not care at all if they would bark and fetch sticks, run and jump, roll over, and play dead tricks. No, he liked them only for their panting, so he would run them ragged. But one day they got fed up and chased the prince right up against a fence, and the prince was eaten by his panties.
Cigarettes. He asked me if I could play you some Dylan. I said, "Dylan, who?" You told me to kiss your ass. I apologize, but you could tell I didn't mean it. By the way, I rolled mine. Then you said it wasn't me. Screaming at you, red-faced and fuming. It right. She still nags you some. Somehow it's different now than you were young. It's your own damn fault. You've been through hell for one reason or another. Seems like she kind of blames herself.
The Magnetic Fields from their album 69 Love Songs, that was Underwear. Before that, we had the Drive-By Truckers and their country classic, Panties in Your Purse. That's going to wrap up the first hour of Seth Faces the Music.
Join WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.